the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Loreto, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the readings from the first week in Advent, some of them, and particularly some of the gospel selections, are those that should strike fear into our sometimes negligent hearts, recalling that the Advent season is a time of preparation not only for a more worthy celebration of the joyful recollection of Christ's first coming, but should also call to mind and to heart our waiting, awaiting the second coming of Christ in his glory and majesty when he shall come to judge the living and the dead. The church lives in anticipation of Christ's return. And as I spoke about in the homily on Sunday, there's also another way of seeing Christ's coming as threefold, not just in humility and poverty as he did at Bethlehem, and not just in glory and majesty in the final coming, but his coming now to us in the lives of each Christian that is born into the life of grace, his coming in mystery and power in our present day, in this very moment in our lives. And Advent is a time for us to reawaken to Jesus present in our lives. Our Lord makes himself so accessible to us. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Why then is it that so many, and even us sometimes perhaps, feel that to be Christian is such a difficult thing? The answer is that we live in the world, and the world is against Christ. And so the world makes us think and feel that to be a Christian sometimes is just so hard. It's a distortion. It's a distortion that wants to make Christianity, and especially Catholicism, simply a litany of negations, just a long list of things that you can't do because you're a Christian. And that's partly because the world wants us to buy into its illusions, the materialism, the lustfulness, the need for, the so-called need for unrestricted personal freedom or liberty, which knows no moral authority greater than one's own will. The world wants us to buy into this illusion, and it requires for the soul enormous energy to maintain and continue, for the Christian soul, that is, it requires a great deal of energy to continue in that vein, knowing how contrary it is actually to Christ. Jesus tells us that we don't need all of that which the world proposes, and so many take this burden of the world upon themselves. I remember more than 10 years ago when I arrived in Atlanta, Georgia, and seeing that all of the new homes for sale were upwards of $500,000, and I thought, how is that possible? Who can afford $500,000 homes? I mean, these are average homes for average people. And I'm no economist, but I assume that the only way is that the people have been more or less conditioned to accept a state of slavery to be able to maintain a lifestyle above and beyond their means. But our Lord makes it clear that these aren't the things that are important. He told to Martha when she was fretting about various things, and he was present there to impart grace to those sitting still enough to hear what he had to say. He said, only one thing is necessary. In another place in the gospel, he says, remain in my word, and then you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So at this time, as we prepare for Christmas, it's a time for many in America of great stress. They feel the burden to provide many gifts, expensive gifts, the need to prepare the home in a lavish way, many times overextending themselves and digging a deeper and deeper hole of debt. And I would say that our Lord would chide us for this and would call us to take a more relaxed view of the season. It's one really for spiritual renewal. It's one for penance, one of purification. And the joy that we anticipate is not a material joy. It's a spiritual joy. And we can accentuate that spiritual joy with material gestures, but it's not the quantity that counts. It's the quality of a gift, the quality of a celebration, of a gathering of the family. They can be few in number, but if these gestures are made with great love, this is much more meaningful and fulfilling. Christmas is about joy, not stress. Today we celebrate Our Lady of Loreto. Loreto is the shrine, the name of the shrine in Italy where the Holy House of Nazareth rests. I don't know what the status of the scientific studies are, but the stones are definitely of Middle Eastern origin, and pious legend has it that actually, I believe its history has it that the Crusaders in the Middle Ages, when they were present in the Middle East and the Holy Land, they, to protect the home, they took it with them back. It got as far, I believe, as Dalmatia on the Adriatic coast. And then pious legend has it that it was miraculously transported from there to Loreto on the other side of the Adriatic, on the Adriatic coast of Italy. And I don't believe there's anything to the contrary, any proof to the contrary, and certainly it doesn't go against our faith to believe that God, in his providence, could enable his angels to take the house to a safe place where now stands a great shrine. It's a location of pilgrimage, and it's favored by many papal blessings and favors. And the famous litany that we pray after the rosary every day is called the Litany of Loreto, which stems from its origin, I think, being prayed there at that shrine when it was made a prayer of the Universal Church. I've had the grace to go to the shrine and see this small house. It's about the size maybe of this presbytery here. Very small, very modest. It's just a box, really. But very, you get a sense of peace and holiness there. Our Lady of Loreto is also known as the patroness of aviators. And in fact, St. Joseph of Cupertino, who lived nearby and who is famous for many mystical phenomena, including the phenomenon of flight, he exclaimed once that he saw the angels coming down from heaven to that shrine. And so, as America is involved at this moment in various military actions, we remember all aviators, but in particular those who are serving our country and who are in harm's way. And we pray for them and for all of our families, people who will be traveling during the holidays, the protection of a safe trip, and also the grace of Our Lady's accompaniment, so that every action be one of joy, one for the betterment of souls. And as we go further into our preparation for Christmas, let us let go of mundane considerations and focus on the spiritual, and try to do everything in this holy season with great love, so that we're best prepared to receive Jesus at Christmas. Praise be Jesus and Mary.